Beloved, pray with me. God of unimaginable grace, as your Spirit hovered over the waters of creation, come now hovering over our lives, so your presence and power may create us anew. May the waters of your love fill our lives, transforming us into the full image of your love, goodness, and mercy. In Christ we pray. Amen. Water. There is nothing as wonderfully intriguing as water. Water comes down from the skies, falling as rain that nourishes the earth, replenishing streams, rivers, and reservoirs. It soaks into the ground, filtering through layers of soil and rock, purifying itself as it moves. Some of it gathers into underground aquifers, hidden yet essential, while the rest flows through rivers that wind their way towards the vast expanse of the oceans. The journey of water doesn't end there. The oceans, vast and deep, are reservoirs of life and mystery. From their surface, waters evaporate, ascending back into the skies to form clouds, which then release their bounty once again as rain. This constant movement of water, the cycle of precipitation, filtration, and flow, connects everything, sustaining life and uniting the world in an intricate, never-ending process. If we turn our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, we find water is standing out in the vast nothingness of creation. As the biblical scholar Robert Alter puts it, the earth then was welter and waste and darkness over the deep. And yet God's breath hovered over the waters. Water was there at the beginning, a holy, untamed element, brimming with potential, awaiting God's creative word. There's a popular comedian who once said that there is nothing quite like water. Of all the things in the world, water is the only one for which all of us know the recipe, and yet none of us can make it. There is something profoundly mysterious about water. It is life-giving, yet beyond human control. In the midst of a drought, water is a gift of grace. For victims of a flood, water becomes an overwhelming force of destruction. For those who thirst in the midst of the seas, salt water is a cruel paradox, promising relief but delivering poison. Those who have had negative experiences with water know that within its beauty also lies great danger. But no matter the negative aspects one may consider while thinking about water, without it, we perish. For water is life. When we think of water in the life of faith, we cannot ignore the waters of baptism. Just as rain falls to renew the earth, baptism marks the beginning of a new life, refreshing our spirits and connecting us to God's saving work. Like the water cycle, baptism is not static, but it moves. It's a movement, a journey of transformation and renewal. It's not only a cleansing, but a sending, drawing us into the vast ocean of God's mission through the world. Baptism marks the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus. Here in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 21 and 22, Jesus enters the waters of baptism, identifying with humanity in its brokenness. As he rises from the water, the Spirit descends like a dove, and the voice of God declares, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." In this moment, the ordinary waters of the Jordan are infused with divine power, as if offering us a reminder that just as water sustains life physically, God's Spirit sustains us empowering us to live new lives as followers of Christ. That Jesus came to the waters to be baptized is no small thing. For Jesus, obedience in coming to the waters opens a new reality for all of humanity. The waters of baptism are waters of recreation. Even though John came announcing a baptism of repentance for sins, Jesus presented himself to the water not as one who needed transformation, but as one through whom transformation could be made real in the lives of all people. Through his baptism, Jesus opens the doors for God's new creation to become manifested on earth as it is in heaven. In the words of the prophet Isaiah, the things announced in the past, look, they've already happened, but I am declaring new things. Or you may know as, behold, I am doing a new thing. Can't you perceive it? Through Jesus, God is doing something new. Through the waters of baptism, the Word of God, who was present and active at creation, tamed the chaos of the world and turned a new page in our history. The waters of baptism invite each of us into the newness that is taking place before our eyes. These waters show the love of God, a love that has touched each one of us. The waters of baptism invites us to hear the beautiful, sweet, and tender words God speaks to each one of us. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. You are my beloved child whom I dearly love. In you, I find happiness. The words that were spoken to Jesus at his baptism are also spoken to each of us. In a world that too often tells us that we are not good enough, that our worth is dependent on what we can produce or who we vote for or how much money we earn or our country of origin or even the color of our skin, God offers us another message, a new message, a message that says, you are beloved because you are my child. As Jesus came to the waters in obedience, so have we. We, beloved, are connected to one another through water. The water that falls as rain and nourishes the earth does not stay in one place. It flows through rivers, fills oceans, and evaporates into the skies, returning to the earth in a continuous cycle. This movement reminds us that we are a part of something larger than ourselves. Just as water connects every corner of creation, we are connected to one another through the Spirit of God. In our world today, these connections often feel strained or even broken. Divisions over religion, politics, race, economics, all kinds of ideologies tear the fabric of our shared humanity. And like parched ground in need of rain, our communities thirst for reconciliation and renewal. The waters of baptism speak directly to this need. In baptism, we are united with Christ and with one another, breaking down the barriers that separate us one from the other. As the Apostle Paul writes in Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Baptism is the great equalizer, declaring that we are all beloved children of God, equally valued and equally called. Just as water flows freely, nourishing everything it touches, the Spirit works within us to bring renewal and unity. The waters of baptism do not end at the font. They send us into the world to be agents of connection and healing. When we embrace our baptismal identity, we are reminded that no matter how deep the divisions may seem, we belong to one another and we belong to God. This water calls us to bridge all the things that divide us, to see humanity and each other through the eyes of God, the one who created all that there is. For a whole bunch of Methodists, my family had an odd tradition of waiting until the age of 12 before children were baptized. My baptism took place in a cold September morning on the foothills of the Imperial Mountain of Rio de Janeiro. Our church would gather in the parking lot of a church camp and walk into the woods towards the water. You could hear the sound of the water in the background as you walked through the woods. This was a stream of water that came down from the mountains, cold water. I stood with two other fellow candidates for baptism. The church sang hymns on the banks as each one of us walked into the waters and were immersed. And I don't quite remember the words that were said over me in my baptism, but I remember a feeling of warmth and peace that came over me in that moment. Whether you remember your baptism or not, our very lives are witnesses to the reality that God has done something amazing in us. We United Methodists baptize the young and old because baptism is not our work. It is something that God does in us, in our lives. It is a claim that we are beloved, we are called, and we are sent out to live, to grow, and to share the goodness of God with all people. Friends, as we reflect on the waters of baptism, let us hear God's voice echoing in our hearts. You are my beloved child. You are my child whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness. These words are not just an affirmation of our worth, but also a commissioning into God's mission. Baptism marks the beginning of a journey that calls us to reflect the love of God in all that we do. Living out our baptism means becoming streams of living water in a world that often feels dry and divided. It means showing compassion when there is conflict, offering hope where there is despair, and building bridges where there are walls. Just as water finds a way through even the toughest barriers, the Spirit empowers us to persist in the work of renewal and unity, even when it feels impossible. So, beloved, let us leave this moment with a renewed sense of purpose, carrying the waters of baptism into every corner of our lives. May we live as people who know the depth of God's love and who share that love freely. May we be rivers of reconciliation, streams of justice, and fountains of hope in this thirsty world in which we live. May we go forward, assured of our belovedness, and ready and willing to share that with others. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.